Rock on. Look at that. We accomplished something. And we're live and everything.
We accidentally did something right. Except for me getting on mic, of course.
Yep. No, well, that's par for the course, yeah, though. Yeah. So that's all right.
Just an average part of the checklist.
You may notice that Big Dumb Nick is not here. And I, producer Art, am in his place. Yes. And we are doing Poultrygeist, the something something of the something something chickens.
Chicken of
the dead. And here's the first thing I have to say about that is, fuck you, Nick. I want you to know something. First and foremost, if you're watching live, awesome. If you're not, when you hear this later, I need you to understand, the next time Bridget pulls some Soviet schlock art house bullshit out of her fucking old Red Scare crotch, I'm going to force you to do that episode. That is on you.
I love this idea. I am here for it, as the kids say.
Because fuck you. I moved out my Gattaca episode so I could sit in on this.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
let me start the movie.
Second, do you have to?
Second of all, I enjoyed this movie.
Oh! This feels like, okay, so I like Troma. Not always, but like, you know, most of their stuff is pretty fun. And
like, I will say, even for Troma, this took me like by surprise, man, like how raunchy it was.
This feels like Troma trying to scary movie themselves in a Troma way.
I can see that. Yeah.
Like, they're trying to hit all the right things to make fun of their own things, but then also do it the way they would have done it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it.
Do the thing that they're making fun of.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to have it. I didn't realize they're trying to have it both ways here.
Yes.
Much like Wendy.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Like, it starts off okay. The graveyard sex and then the weird zombie thing, which is irrelevant at all throughout the rest of the movie. It's a random thing. I don't know. I also like that he's trying to unclasp her bra from the front and it is a rear clasp. That did tickle me.
Who hasn't been there at least once?
I've never had that problem.
Look, some of us might have been a little intoxicated at times. And, yeah,
I don't care. Keep the bra on. I don't care. That's it. I'm not gonna fumble. This I tried to enjoy it because it's Troma. Like I said, I gave it some leeway because it's Troma, and I know they're doing it just to be gross, but it just was not entertaining to me.
See, I like, this is fucking odd because I think we're like, I think we're having like a Freaky Friday type of moment where like, I would expect you to be more receptive to this, and I would expect myself to be like, why the fuck did we watch this?
I don't know why. Like, it.
Also, is it disturbing seeing her topless when she looks exactly like the Irma Gerd girl?
Gersperm.
Yeah, Gersperm.
It is a little weird. I don't know, man. Like,
there were things I genuinely like laughed out loud at while I was watching this.
When I caught on to what they were doing with everybody's names, I was like, it's all fast food and restaurants.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh, man. I did enjoy that a little bit, but just because the commitment to the jokes.
Yeah. Pay no attention to the man going off.
Disappearing off camera, yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to put the comments to be visible.
There we go.
Hey-ho. I just don't... They wanted to do raunchy sex comedy. They wanted to do Troma horror film. They wanted to do a musical for fucking reasons.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what did it for me. Is that piece just... Every time they'd break into a fucking musical number, I was like, why? This is not doing it for me.
Yeah. I thought some of the songs were funny.
I like the lyrics.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I'm so taken out by, like, if this was just a goofy song, I'd probably like this song.
Fucking zombie finger that, like, just
broke off in his ass.
Yeah, recurs throughout the movie.
Yeah.
What I missed was, like, how exactly did we get to zombie chicken? Because I saw, like, there was the finger, like, at the chicken place, and then all of a sudden, like, there were just these zombie eggs.
The zombie eggs show up, like, pretty much right away, and it's just because they built it on a cursed Indian burial ground.
Okay, so there's no other reason other than that.
just because it was built on a cursed Unium. Then they talk about that later, you know, that with their the new white meat is on the menu. You know, it's fucking.
Here's the chief. He looks pretty angry.
Oh. Yeah. She stops. But yeah, looks very angry to me. I don't know. He just stumbles off because he's drunk. Boy, they also a lot of their jokes were just like too on the nose.
They definitely like leaned into the racial humor in this one.
Pretty bad. It was pretty. There's hard ends, hard R's.
Yeah. Sorry.
They make fun of just about everything, which and sometimes that's good, but I don't know. It feels like punching down in this movie, not punching up.
Yeah, like it wasn't for like the joke it was for really wasn't that big of a payoff. Like you could have made a funnier joke.
Yeah.
Dropping a slur.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I did not love the hummus lady.
Fun fact, he's the film's casting director.
That's kind of hilarious. Yeah. Is it actually the actress when it's all off? That's who she is?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah. Some of the signs made me laugh too. We love cock. She loves cock.
Yeah. I mean, you know, college lesbians against multi conglomerates or whatever. Yeah. It's clam. Just makes me think of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Clit, Back. Yeah. I am the Clit Commander. I am the Clam Commander. Also, I did enjoy this part, though. What do we want? And it's this really, really long fucking thing. And they all get it right and say it together. Yeah,
when do we want it?
Now.
No, it was like now, but later on.
Within 3 years.
Yeah.
It was very reasonable demands, to be honest. Yeah. So yeah, it's
genuinely funny. I thought
that part was funny. Yeah. But it just really goes downhill from here. I don't know. This wasn't for me. This was a miss for me. And like some of the things they're saying in front of these children, and you know, with a budget of like $200,000, whatever, they were not doing multiple cuts to have those kids off screen.
Oh no,
they're saying this shit in front of those little kids. I mean, this came out in what, 2006? I wonder where those kids are now.
This came out in 2006, and it straight up feels like 1994, maybe.
Oh my God, it absolutely feels like a sex comedy from 1994.
Yeah.
Which was itself ripping off a 1970s sex comedy, like Porky's or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like the musical orgy scene made me laugh. Like,
I didn't find it funny. I was just like, all right. I watched the whole thing, but oof. Oh, the sound effects were all just at well, nice. Yeah. The sound effects were all terrible. Like there's weird boings and donks and like very much off of a soundboard sound effects going on in this movie.
Yeah, it's like a morning zoo soundboard.
Yeah. And every now and then, like someone makes a commentary, like they're talking, like one of the background characters, and it's a funny thing, but it's just like doesn't do anything.
It is a lot of like ADR and shit, like people saying stuff in the background.
Yeah.
Fuck, I had something and I lost it. It's gone. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. Well, couldn't have been that good.
Yeah.
Like this movie.
I'm not saying it's a great movie, but like I'm definitely gonna have to do like a 2-scale review.
I'll do your 2 scales. Yeah. I'm your Huckleberry.
Here's my 2 scales. Fuck and you.
You got there.
Did Nick fully transition? No, he's healing from the transition.
God. Right. Yeah.
It takes time.
I like that when I'm missing, I'm in some sort of prison for my political opinions. When Nick is missing, he just got transitioned. Like, what the fuck is that about? Also, how did Nick manage to dodge the movie that's so anti-business and, you know, anti-establishment, right? Like, this is not set for him either.
You know, we can turn it around on Nick. Nick is actually not transitioning. Right now, according to the news, I believe Nick's somewhere in St. Paul or Minneapolis. He has to wear a mask for his new job. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's what happens when you miss episodes.
Suddenly you remember Vice.
He said something about a really cool bonus. And like, yeah, his boss was a cowgirl. And yeah.
Oh, God.
All right. What else is, I mean, like, we've still got a lot of
I mean, this movie was made on such a low budget, and I think for the most part they made good use of their budget, but how many of these people, as with all trauma films, are actually just doing this be part of a trauma film?
Like, it looks like I have a lot of credits for Better Known. It's really not going to be, because it's just like something like a lot of them are just like goofy titles and shit that they were in.
Right. These are just people that like to do these things. Yeah. You know,
most of these people are in trauma movies. Like, that's about it. Every now and again, somebody will be in like, oh my God, I actually recognize this. This is a real thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, most of them are just trauma movies. Yeah, I don't know. Like, shit made me laugh. I mean, we'll talk about the effects. Like, they're trauma standard. You know,
Great, but they're, you know,
it's all practical, of course.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. You're not going into this expecting a Rick Baker level of
effects. No. Like I said, with the budget they had, they did good work. Could they just have raised a little bit more money maybe next time? Like, I mean, come on.
Put a little more into the story.
Like, yeah.
I remember one of the jokes I was going to mention before. The thing, like, they're all back in the kitchen. And, like, I think it's, like, the general. He's like, hey, who's watching the counter? Like, the customers are out there. They could be doing anything. Like, and it just cuts to the customers. They're doing, like, a synchronized, like, flash dance.
Yes. Yeah. So that bit, see, that was funny.
Yeah.
They could be doing anything. And then they're just doing something silly.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like trauma, though. And so that was kind of jarring to me. I don't know. Like, it's all the pieces. He's trying to be the 2026 St. Pauli girl.
He's definitely a Minnesota six. Oh man. I definitely could have done without seeing Lloyd Kaufman's bathonged ass. Like in the one scene with him and this DRB.
Oh yeah.
I'm you schmuck.
Yeah. But again, heavy handed, like he's got the tattoo, the same glasses, his girlfriend's in wedding. Like they really wanted to hammer home. This is literally you in the future. I do love American bunker chicken. First of all, that sounds like something we would have.
At this point, have you been to the MAGA barbecue place?
No.
Oh god. The one over across from Colony Center.
Okay.
Oh God, dude. I feel like ICE is about to storm in at any moment. Like while I'm eating there. I've only been a couple of times and it's not that great. Another one of the things that made me laugh was like all of the boxes are labeled like fucked up shit.
That's a chicken flavored duct tape.
Yeah, one of them said Vietnamese children.
Oh my God, I missed that. Yeah. Okay, see, that's funny.
Yeah, that's trauma.
It's like the bathroom scene with Jared. Jared was so fucking long, but that was trauma. It was.
Yeah.
But Jared, fuck. Yeah. They really rip on everyone in this. Although I think Subway gets it the hardest.
Oh man. Yeah. Luft waffles.
You're right.
I also feel like this is so stupid, but it made me laugh so hard. Anytime Hummus eats or drinks anything, she does it through the
through it. Yes, yeah. Yes. It's
like crumbs.
It is bizarre, and I love it. Wildly offensive character, however, comma funny as hell. I wish I didn't love it so much. I love the Mexican prince here.
Yeah. Yeah, when he's masturbating into the chicken. The revolution is coming!
Because that part did get me. You know, I'm also drinking now and talking about it with another human being. When you're sitting there watching it by yourself, you think about your life choices, okay?
TJ, I honestly can't believe not only did I sit through this whole movie, but I actually did like it. Although there were several times I'm like, there's got to be like 10, 15 minutes left in this. I'd check the time and there'd be like 50 minutes.
How? What? There's no story. Can't you just wrap it whenever?
This really should have been like an hour and 15 minutes tops.
Wasn't it an hour 45 though? Yeah. That's another thing. So yeah, here's the chicken eggs that are mutated. That's it. Right from the get-go. They were just there because they were tainted by the curse of Poultrygeist. Which this movie is offensive to literally everyone.
Yeah, to everyone.
Every possible combination of things a person can be is made fun of.
Think about your life, Sophie's Choice.
Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I would have.
Oh, it's the hydrate. Sorry, TJ. We have no. Well, our producer's right here. So,
yeah. I can see it now, but they go by so fast.
I don't know if Boots is on, but we fucked up the raid. Was it last week or the week
before? Right, because I started the raid, but then I didn't, because there's a countdown timer that takes you to when you can actually launch said raid.
Yeah.
And I never clicked the launch after the timer went off. So I sent everybody to it, then never actually sent them to the destination.
Our bad.
So...
this definitely could have been way Sean. Jeremy, another choice that aged poorly. Aside from Jared.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah. You have, a caricature of one real life person and one real life person, both in prison right now for sex related crimes.
Yeah. In your raunchy sex comedy.
Yeah.
Also, Sloppy Jose. Why is it a Sloppy Jose?
Because it needs to be offensive.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, am I allowed to say that?
It's Jared.
Fucking Jared. He spends so long eating on that toilet.
Yeah, that was really fucking gnarly.
I was trying to eat lunch, okay? I was like, normally these things can't bother me. A Sloppy Joe with taco seasoning? Yeah. I mean...
I always referred to a Sloppy Jose as like a Sloppy Joe with chili instead of like Sloppy Joe meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, that works. Oh my God. Wonderful sandwich you've made there.
So dumb. So dumb.
I like the redneck guy later when he's like, this is why I dropped out of Harvard Law School so I could do this or whatever. I can't remember the setup for that joke, but he says that. I'm like, what?
When Hummus drinks the beef steroids. Oh.
God. I know what's coming and I don't want to watch it. It's like 5 or 6 straight minutes of him shitting.
Shitting and eating.
And then he falls down in it and a small skinny man erupts from inside of him. Which again, terrible ad for Subway, because Jared's fat again in this and gets skinny after getting diarrhea from a chicken joint. He brought his food in here with him. The fake ass.
Filthy ass going on in the toilet, yeah.
That's a man who's never wiped. That's what happens down there is God's business.
Whatever happens, happens. Oh.
Hey, redneck is a safe word. I can say that.
We hit the 20-minute mark. Oh, Christ, yes. That means we can put ratings up.
Oof.
Because, like...
I mean, we could just riff on it the whole movie. Oh, I could talk the whole time. Yeah,
I'm not saying that. Like, isn't I like, let's just get this over with? Because, like, We could keep talking.
You fucking picked this out. This got me.
The Abu Ghraib photos with chickens.
Hitler. You know, he's with Hitler, the chickens. How does that... Wouldn't you want to do that to the chickens? The chickens are bad people in these pictures. You're right, though. That is...
It's so stupid, but funny.
I mean... Did any of these actors, we'll get to it later, but like go on to actually do something serious? Because I feel like the answer is no.
Some people are in like actual things.
Yeah, Rod Jeremy.
Well, surprisingly more legit things than Rod Jeremy. Because we know he's in prison for being in unlegit things. Yeah, yeah. all right. I'll do a two ratings on this. Like movie ass movie. This is fucking toilet wine.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a two.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's garbage. Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
I'll give it a three because I respect like they're doing things indie and like old school. Like, all right, I'll give you a little point there. As much fun as I had, like just watching this in terms of being a fun, like trauma movie, like it's like a 6.5.
Oh,
I there were things I actually laughed like audibly at while watching it myself.
Oh,
like, yeah,
I'll do a two rating system, a two for being a movie, that somehow got made. And with the context of sitting down with somebody else to watch it and talk about it, a four. I still wouldn't want to do it again.
Yeah, I would watch it again.
I would not.
I wouldn't watch it alone again for sure. Like, yeah, that's just torture. But yeah, with somebody, like you said, like to just goof on it and have fun. Definitely, 100%. Gersberg.
Why they all so small-breasted? Yeah. It's just weird because they are all so young looking.
Yeah. Yeah, Wendy does look very young.
It's like I'm not comfortable with this. I do want to check the birth dates of these actresses. Just curious.
We're not going to do that.
Someone check the IDs because I don't think so. This came out in 2006.
Yeah. I still can't believe that this is less than 20 years old. Like, it easily could be from the fucking early 90s.
I mean, it has the looks, yeah.
Olivia Newton-John and Xanadu.
Go fuck yourself.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You did your ratings.
I did. Yeah.
All right. So we'll move on to the trivia section.
Oh, this will be exciting and fun for everyone. Fun fact, this movie sucks. There's your first trivia piece. Now let's go back to IMDb's trivia. IMDb, sponsor us.
Yeah, real. Real.
This film actually hit national headlines in 2011 when a man named Sidney Clawater purchased what he thought was a DVD cleaner, but it turned out to be a copy of the movie. He called the film horrifying and a triple X film. The store owner stated that the device was prepackaged and purchased from a company based in Oakland, California. No charges were ever filed in the case. Some guy was trying a DVD player cleaner, and this disc was in there. And if Troma didn't do that themselves,
yeah,
I bet they did.
Probably, yeah. Like, that is brilliant
marketing. Awesome marketing right there. This was an empty McDonald's where everything was shot. Doors, registers, grills, and fryers are all in use. They're the originals from a McDonald's.
Oh, shit.
Other scenes, including a sex scene that takes place in the restaurant, were filmed in a church that also served as home for cast and crew. A church was base camp for this.
But they also filmed sex scenes in a church.
We already talked about how all the characters are named after fast food restaurants or other restaurants. Oh, God. So
spraying shit everywhere.
And then just pure gas leaking out there. Trey Parker and Matt Stone were set to have cameos as Arby's parents. But the scene was scrapped during shooting, so the audience never sees the parents. While the movie was still in production, Parker and Stone were often credited for being in the film.
Oh, man. I would like to have seen that.
As what? One of them would be cross-dressed as his mother.
Yeah, yeah. You had to have seen Orgasmo, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was better than this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure.
Infinitely better than this. The original title was Good Night and Good Cluck. But he decided to change the title to avoid confusion with Good Night, Good Luck. That's literally the fucking point. Yeah. Lloyd Kaufman was like, oh, we don't want to get confused. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Anyway. He has a Toxic Avenger shirt at one point.
Yeah, I did notice.
Yeah. Oh, and the mature Arby says the line, "Die, you zombie bastards." Caleb Emerson, who plays Carl Jr., wrote and directed the film Die, You Zombie Bastards.
Yes, yeah.
So there's like a lot of call-outs. Everything's a call-out, but that's trauma, you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, you look at any sign in the background, and if you can read it, it's worth reading, you know?
Yeah, if there's text somewhere, it's worth pausing it and checking it out.
Denny's chicken speech is a parody of Quint's Indianapolis speech from Jaws.
Yeah.
Which is probably pretty easy to catch. Elska McCain's first of many nude scenes in her career.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. You did better known as. So perhaps you could tell me.
Come up.
Elska McCain.
Elska McCain. She's not in the top stars.
So first of many, and she's not there. Yeah, you'd have to go to tall cast to see her. And there's so many people in this movie, she's probably so far down.
Yeah.
So it sounds like someone who's famous for showing her tits.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Wow. I really thought with them making a mention of that would matter. But oh boy, how far you've come. There she is. Naked protester.
Naked protester. Elska McCain. The fuck else was she in? Jesus Christ.
She might have been in Jesus. I don't know.
Jessica Rabbit is what that picture was from. She's been in 17 movies. Why is that like?
That's not even that notable.
Yeah.
But Strip Club Slasher, Jessica Rabbit, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Vaginal Holocaust.
All right. That's a fucking good name.
Incest Death Squad. Gimme Skelter. Your Next Three?
I didn't realize they made it a Year Next Two.
I don't think they did, and that's a short.
That can't be part of I think it was after 2007.
The Goat Sucker, and I have a strong feeling what kind of sucker they're talking about.
All the French Are Whores. Same year.
She's cast as bitch in that. Yeah,
and she's in The Getaway with Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin.
That she started with that.
Yeah,
and just how the mighty have fallen. She was also in Silent Fury.
With
Steven Seagal, right? No.
No. Not the movie I was thinking.
Not the movie I was thinking either.
Blind Fury. With
Yes.
Yeah. And fucking Rick Overton's in that movie.
Sorry, the cover for this is from 1994, and the cover is a man in some sort of kimono or Japanese attire, so I assumed it was Steven Seagal. You know, as one would.
Yeah, as he would. That's really, culturing... I can't make the joke. I physically
culturally appropriating.
Culturally appropriating. I can't even remember what it was. Culturally appropriating self would do. It's like what I was trying.
Yeah, that's the one.
That was a tongue twister.
Yeah, that's really it for the trivia. I mean,
Elska McCain was John Kane's stripper name in college.
Yeah, that'll do it for trivia. Do you guys want to hear some? Some one-star reviews.
Yep, I'm sure,
because there's one-star reviews. I'm going to start off strong with this wonderful title, A Cinematic Atrocity. I refuse to read the whole thing because it's three full paragraphs.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't disagree, but also, like, what the fuck were you expecting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be short and blunt, Poltergeist is abhorrent.
Yeah.
Okay. But that was also its intention?
Yeah.
That's why I think
I love it.
It's the epitome of the horrors of cinema. Poor acting, ghastly costume design, characters breaking out into song. Again, that's what they wrote. That's what they wanted.
Yeah.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Have you never seen a trauma movie?
extreme toilet gags and the inclusion of senseless TNA. There is no such thing as senseless TNA.
Sir?
I
vehemently disagree with you.
Les Mis could have used some TNA.
Yeah.
Schindler's List could have used some TNA.
I mean, to be fair, it did have some TNA, but yeah. I mean, like, they were all like,
you know, yeah,
Holocaust.
Fair enough.
The non-vaginal Holocaust.
Fair enough. All right. Yes. That is the Schindler's List we all wanted. The vaginal Holocaust. Oh my God! The episode where the boys get canceled.
If they didn't use that tagline for the movie.
Oh my God! The Schindler's List you wanted. That poor woman pretending she can shake her butt. By the way, I feel bad for her.
Thor, yo, what's going on, man? And we are good for Friday as well.
Yes,
since you're here. Oh man.
Watch party.
We should have done the movie. Thanks.
Well, I would have much rather done that movie.
Yeah, which is actually a really good movie, I think.
Yeah, I very much enjoy that one.
Yeah.
So this one is called Troma Should Just Call It Quits.
Not gonna happen, but yeah.
This movie, if you can even call it that, is a complete waste of time and film. Granted, I haven't seen a ton of Troma's films. Okay, so that's takes a little bit away.
Yeah,
you know. This is easily the worst I've seen thus far. That part is true. I have no idea why people are giving this movie so much praise. It was an agonizing experience for me, and it makes no sense why anyone would enjoy it.
Because it's dumb. Like, because it's dumb and fun.
I
always talk about, like, I am the fucking, like, I love movies. I'm the movie guy. But I also recognize not everything has to be art.
No, I know.
Yeah, like, everything, you know. I love, you know, art for art's sake, but I love dumb shit for dumb, you know, for its sake.
Too. I do too, but this just felt like it missed on a lot of marks for me. This one is I love bad movies. Bad movies are movies that are cheap and cheesy and therefore unintentionally bad. Reason that why they can be very enjoyable. Not the case here. This movie intentionally tries everything just to be the worst movie on earth. No, that's Pink Flamingos.
Really? Better than Xanadu, huh? Or Xanadu's better than that?
Xanadu's better than this.
Wow!
I'd be more likely to rewatch Xanadu. I'd rewatch Solaris.
Holy shit. That's a
all bold three statement, my fucking friend. Hours. Yeah. It's just.
Yes, we all love art for art's sake.
Okay. I do very much enjoy this one because this just feels like someone who's. I don't know, living under a rock somewhere. If you are a Muslim, don't watch this movie. I don't have anything against this movie. Oh, great. Good. Glad to hear it. From the very start, I figured this movie would be hilarious, and it sure was. But give it 1 star. Just 10 minutes in the movie, I had to turn it off due to my religious obligations. I understand how mocking Jesus and other religious figures is very common in Hollywood movies, and Americans can take it since they're not so attached to their religion. For my Muslim friends, trust me and stay away from this one. It's blasphemous and outright offensive to Muslims. Let's just say Prophet Muhammad was mentioned in a very crude sentence. We can't take such jokes like the West. Avoid this movie if you don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm sure it's pretty cool otherwise.
You know what? I can't knock him. Like he enjoyed what he saw, but also like because of like my religion, I can't continue.
Yeah. I can take the violations of my religion in other ways, but not when you mock Muhammad.
I can take violations of other people's religions.
And that too, yeah. Just not mine, yeah. And this will shock you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 1-star reviews for this movie. That's it.
Wow.
This one just says appalling. Complete waste of my life. It wasn't even so bad. It was good. It was worse than that. If you want a terrible movie that entertains you, go watch Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
No, I would rather watch this than watch one of those shitty sci-fi movies.
I'd rather watch the shitty sci-fi movies.
I don't know.
No redeeming features. Even the lesbians look like washed out crack junkies, barely on the road to recovery.
All right.
I watched this film in Canada. I watched this film in Canada, and somehow this made Canada seem a little seedier and darker than it had before. Oh my God. More Tim Hortons for me. I hate this film.
Have you never been to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls, my friend?
Yeah, right. and that'll do it for 1-star reviews.
All right. We will move on. To the better known as. That's
trivia.
Yeah.
Yep. Do I know you?
Yeah.
I know you. Choice.
We will start off with director Lloyd Kaufman, who we've talked about before, as he is the father of the Tromaverse, and of course the director of Toxic Avenger. Jesus. I am not on his filmography. I was looking at his bio. Sorry. Give me a moment. And we're back. Yeah, I mean, if you know Troma, you know Lloyd Kaufman. If you know B-movies, you know Lloyd Kaufman. If you're watching the show, chances are you know Lloyd Kaufman.
Is that a movie called Shakespeare Shitstorm?
It is indeed Shakespeare Shitstorm from 2020.
Now that sounds interesting.
Yeah, Lloyd Kaufman played Prospero. I'm assuming that's, well, that's a Poe story, so I don't know what that would be. He was in something called Hobocop.
Oh!
Right there, yep.
Wait, that's 2025.
Yeah. Oh, he's still in stuff. He was just in Superman.
Wasn't Hobocop, didn't that already exist?
No.
Hobocop is not new this year. Am I crazy?
Okay, wait a minute. He's in something called Vampire. Prisoner Reigns, Deer Species. All right, it doesn't sound as fun as it initially did. That's a bummer.
Yeah, Hobocop by Sean Donahue. No, wait, that's probably the one that we're talking about.
Hold on, 2025.
Yeah, Sean Donahue. Huh. I could swear there was already a Hobocop. Maybe it was because there was an Indiegogo for it, so we talked about it before.
Yeah, I mean, in the 80s or early 90s, Howard Stern did Homocop.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm sure that aged just about as well as he does.
Yeah. 8 p.m. for Friday, that should work for me.
Yeah, that should work.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're doing or where we're doing it, but I'll...
Yeah, let us know the details. You might have told me the details, but I don't remember. More than 5 minutes ago. Back to the credits here. I'm going to move on from Lloyd Kaufman, because, again, you know Lloyd Kaufman. But I did mention he was just in Superman this year. He's been in at least two of the Guardians movies, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah. Because he's in everything James Gunn does. James Gunn worked for Troma.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You have to sift through like a million fucking
Vampire movies. Zombies from Space. 100% going on the list.
Yeah.
Excuse me one moment.
Well, it's not Vampire Zombies from Space. It's Vampire Zombies Ellipses.
From Space!
Yes. Because there's an exclamation mark. Also, his credit, Public Masturbator.
Yeah. It seems like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just adding it to my running Google sheet of just my suggestions for my show.
There is a Poltergeist video game.
Why?
I'm intrigued. There is absolutely no information on it.
Why would there be?
Cool.
Why would we need that?
Yeah. Anything else? Oh, I was checking to see like what other big movies, because he shows up. I know he's in the Suicide Squad too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He looked familiar. You know, like he's in so much shit.
Yeah, I mean, like
they're still in 2024, 2023.
Yeah. Guardians 3. I just want to get some of the other big ones. I just said them all, I think.
You did. You got it.
We're moving.
Hot Chicks Blast Uranus. That also sounds like it might be sci-fi.
On the list, yeah.
Sounds like that might be going on the list.
I'm sure Bridget is going to love that one. You should like bump that up the list. We have a highlighted message. Oh, Shakespeare Shitstorm is what happens after a Taco Bell run. A Midsummer Night's Taco Bell run. Nothing planned yet. Talking Gamera and maybe Killing or Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm down with that. Let's do Thanksgiving.
That was a good one.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, I am totally down with that. And we have a Hydrate.
Hydrate. As you may have noticed, I do have Friday plans now.
This also qualifies as you telling her you're doing something Friday.
Yes.
The Suicide Squad. Like I said, anything big that James Gunn has
done. Exploitation.
Easter Bunny Bloodbath 2, No More Tears.
See, that sounds fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I scream on the beach. Cool as hell. All right, moving on for real now. Jason Yakanin is how I think that is pronounced.
Yakanin.
That is a disturbing headshot.
He looks like, you know how some people will take a cartoon character and then put them through a filter to make them look like real people?
Yes.
Yeah, he looks like a Jimmy Neutron type of character that's done to.
The Neutrinos from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's really funny that they both had Neutron.
Yeah, holy shit, that's right, yeah.
It's just, that's what I look at it. His headshot for sure. Well, it's not a headshot, it's a full body shot, but you get the point.
Yeah, no, he looks like a real life cartoon character.
Yeah,
that's disturbing. He was in the original VHS.
This
Tuesday the 17th. I don't remember that one, but I don't remember the names of each of the segments. Like, he was described as the one with this thing and this the other one.
He has no new acting credits, and he only has 8 acting credits.
Yeah, he's been acting since 2015.
What?
When he was a sound tech in an episode of Blue Bloods. Most of our viewers probably don't know what that is, but go ask your grandparents. They love it.
It's a cop procedural with Wahlberg in it. Not the one you want.
If you want to come here, man, that'll be fun.
Bop.
Friday night, we got nothing else planned. Fucking, we hang out.
No thanks.
Things don't happen, man. We're down. Yeah, let me know.
I think we could read all 8 of his credits, by the way. Okay. There's time to read all 8.
Blue Bloods, Gerald, Tales from Beyond the Pale, Supernaturals with a Z, Weird, Creepy, and Random, VHS, Friends, parentheses with benefits, Kid Fitness, and Poltergeist. This is his first role.
And it's a shock that this didn't turn into a more lucrative career.
I could have sworn I've seen him in
some. It's very movies. Weird that he went on to do a kid's thing.
Yeah. There's another guy who tried to be a kid star in this as well. Add that.
It just makes me think of Blippi because he had a start as, was it like something Stevie or.
Yes. I was listening to a podcast the other day.
He scrubbed the internet. He paid a company to scrub the fucking internet.
Like he shit in a guy's mouth or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was basically like a jackass kind of guy. And then he decided not to do that stuff and became Blippi and paid good money to scrub the internet. But the Internet Archive exists.
Yeah. So you can, I'm not telling you to go search. I think he shits in a guy's mouth. Blippi shits in a guy's mouth.
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, with AI, you're bound to find something.
Oh God. Rule 34 got way worse with AI.
Although, we do have a couple of things to credit to AI, such as, God damn it, I uploaded it to the other studio that we're not using.
What was it?
The Elvis sound effect.
Oh!
I also have the It's a Good Change.
Thank God, we needed that one.
Matt Gaetz always does enjoy doing a kid's thing, yeah. What's Curse Berms. Aside from this, she's actually in she's in a major movie, be it from 2013. She also hasn't been in anything since 2013, but she was in Identity Thief with Jason Bateman. And,
that's all right.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, that's all right. I guess 5'7" seems right for that.
All right, yeah. She is also in a Newfound Glory video. Don't Let Her Pull You Down.
Yeah, I think she got that from the hype of this, though.
Probably 3 years after this.
Yeah.
Moving on. Allison Sereboff. She was Mickey, the other, the girl that Wendy's hooking up with.
Lesbian lover.
Yeah. She's been in like a ton of things. Recently, she was in the Mickey Mouse.
Oh, my God.
Which we were going to do on the show, and it slipped my mind. I think Nick, just suggested an alternate, knowing that I would completely forget about it.
Slippery dick.
Yeah. Because he did it last week too. I had suggested something shitty. But he was like, hey, let's do this instead. And I'm like, all right, I see you.
just planting things on top of yours so that they grow.
Yeah. Yeah, I lay down the shit that's the fertilizer for the seed that he plants on top.
Yeah. And then we get stuck watching this.
Yeah.
This almost made me.
That equates to art watching.
Porn. Yeah. Why the fuck did I end up watching this? Because of. Like, Call, at least I found entertaining because it was like fantasy action film. This, no, Call the Conqueror, I would rewatch before I watch this.
I would rather watch Call the Conqueror than this. But for the record, Call the Conqueror did suck balls.
Oh, it sucks so many balls. Yeah, yeah. Not the good way, like you want.
Yeah, not in the, like, you want your balls sucked in that manner. No.
She was in Mrs. Claus's Wish, which I don't know what is, but it seems like a very Hallmark movie for someone who was in this.
I'm like, did I go over? I think there was another horror movie she was in. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making that up. She was in Frat House Massacre. Not the one I was thinking of, but it's a movie. Not even one.
Both Evil Deeds movies, which I've never seen.
Never heard of, never seen. So yeah, we're going to move on. Joshua Olatunde, he played Denny in this. This dude tried to become a kid star after this as well.
Jesus.
Yeah. He tried to pass himself off as Mr. Josh, the cool school, cool with a K, the cool school with Mr. Josh. That lasted 21 episodes. Got an 8.2. And then a story time with Mr. Josh.
Of his four credits of acting, two of them are as Mr. Josh.
Well, they kind of progress. Like,
I do, yes.
Yeah, like Poltergeist, then Everything I Did Wrong in My 20s, which was Poltergeist. And then there's the rebrand. Like, fucking, you know, you realize.
That's his full blippy moment.
Yeah, I fucked up. Now I have to fucking do something else.
And he just didn't get the traction. You know, if he'd gotten more traction, it wouldn't have stopped at 21 episodes.
No, not Mousetrap. Steamboat.
Screamboat.
Yeah, Screamboat. The Screamboat was, Jesus fucking Christ. The Steamboat Willie movie entitled Screamboat. Thank you. Moving on from Mr. Josh. Caleb Emerson was in this movie. He's the redneck.
Sounds so familiar, that name.
He also looks super familiar also. And like, he's not really anything I would remember him from. He's in a couple of upcoming things. Nothing I don't know if anybody's going to be familiar with. Power of Positive Murder, which just sounds hilarious. Slaughter at Camp Swine Lake.
Blood Curse, The Haunting of Alicia Stone. Yeah. What?
Hello, My Name is Gacy. Las Vegas Frankenstein, which sounds like a Motley Crue song.
It does. Yeah. I want that song. 13 episodes of Tosh.0.
Oh yeah.
What the fuck?
Steward and Beat. Return to Nukem High. That was 2013. Peanuts. That's his character from that Die Zombie Bastard movie, which shows up in a bunch of fucking promo movies, apparently. Written by a kid. Oh, a TV series. I'd like, that sounds like a just a dumbass movie. Gruesome Death. Oh, Jesus, I am. It's the second fusion powder.
This yeah, it's starting to kick in.
The Gruesome Death of Tommy Pistol. He was in that show. That can't be that show. That
yeah, Scream Queens.
2008, though? That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
That show was almost 20 fucking years ago?
Yeah. Oh.
No.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this was the reality TV show, right?
Yeah, it was like on Sci-Fi, wasn't it?
Yeah. Sorry. You're right. That was like the reality TV show where they're competing. You're thinking of the Kevin one.
Murphy one.
Yeah.
Isn't his name Kevin Murphy, who writes all those horrible shows?
I don't know. My wife watched that one. Mm-hmm. I tripped bad on mushrooms one time and confused John Stamos with Rob Lowe. And I was just confused because he was melting.
Generic white guy with black hair. Same dude. It's, yeah. It's Bill Paxton and Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
It's the same dude. You can't convince anyone.
His face was melting. It's not my fault.
He was in an episode named Earl in 2007. He's in something called Splatter Disco in 2007 as well. Episode Cold Case, 2007. Dude had a big 2007. Die, You Zombie Bastards was 2005, where he plays Peanut. And that, again, shows up like in a couple of fucking, I probably went over. And that'll do it. His first, I'll use in Toxic Avenger 4. I've never heard of Red's Breakfast 2, Dawn of the Red. All right, moving on. Rose Gavami. She was Hummus. I just say to mention that, like, she was the fucking casting director for this movie also. She's only been in three things, and then, yeah, casting director for Poltergeist. And a fucking performer on the soundtrack.
For the song Suicide.
Yeah. Jesus, I just got that.
Yeah.
Joe Fleischiker was the guy who played Jared. Surprisingly, he died. he has been in a ton of troll. He was in a, in a ton of troll movies.
Tales from the Crapper. I just saw Tales from the Crapper.
Yeah. Return to Nukem High, Volume 2. Fantastic. I Spill Your Guts. Tales from the Crapper. Zombiegeddon. Parts of the Family. Captain Bill and the Rockin' Buccaneers.
Fuck.
Toxic Avenger 4. Trollville Cafe. Romeo and Juliet. I want to say James Gunn is worked on that one in some manner. He's in Sergeant Kabuki, man. 1990. he's also in Toxic Avenger 2 and 3.
Wow. Yeah. Really got in on Troma's War and then just took off with them.
Yeah, rode that Troma trade.
I mean, why not? Just sit on a toilet for most of it.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Tommy Pistol. I think he was, yeah. Ron Jeremy's in this movie. He was in the Boondock Saints in Detroit Rock City. How about that? And 54. And Orgasmo, which we mentioned earlier. That's Jesus Christ almighty.
Yeah. That might be the most prolific actor we've ever mentioned.
Yeah, Eric Roberts previously held the record. It was like 700 and something credits. Ron Jeremy, on the other hand, has 1,628 credits.
How many of those are two-minute films, though?
I was just saying, yeah, how many of those films is he in for 2 to 5 minutes?
Yep.
He was still in a movie that has a 2021?
He has upcoming.
It's got to be documentaries. Nope.
I don't know. Those are not. Well, that one, he's They're Ronnie.
Probably ones that are, like, stuck in production hell.
Yeah.
I
wonder why they're stuck in production hell. Could it be because the star is...
Yeah, I mean, you haven't heard from Ron in a while. Probably not going to hear from him for like another 20 to life.
Okay, is that what it was? I was going to say 15 to 20, but 20 to life makes sense too.
I'm pretty... Yeah, I mean, like, he's going to be in jail for the rest of his life, I'm pretty sure.
Japanese borscht.
That's got to be in the fucking Urban Dictionary.
Right?
Yeah. That just sounds gross. Playing on Pump Street.
Sexorcist.
Losers never get laid. I'm sorry.
That's an TV show from 2017.
I'm out.
Why do I have this?
Before we tell you the name, I need to know what the fuck this show is about.
Click that little eye.
If this is a cooking show, I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
Like what? Like the weed kitchen one where they cook with weed and everything?
Are they cooking with?
Is that what it says? It's not telling us. It says genre adult.
Why is there no full plot synopsis of Cum Kitchen on fucking IMDb?
Really? I gotta go Google this right in front of my own salad. Cum Kitchen.
Well, not just the title of porn movie. That was a series. Somebody said, let's make a week.
Yep. Hottest real food and porn all in one. They prepare hot recipes.
I don't want
while
fucking above my food. I cannot stress that enough. I do not want that.
This is nothing. Nothing appeals to me on that.
Yeah.
I mean, Violet Starr looked like, you know.
Hey, do you want to come on my cooking show? Yeah, cool. Are you guys going to make something like awesome? Yeah, we are.
God.
I think we just need to turn off the mics, turn off the cameras, and walk away. Because
I might go to church on Sunday. Yeah,
I need to think about something.
Just like our life led to seeing that their life led to this. I didn't need that.
In like 20-point font, come kitchen.
What I want to tell you, though, it's also rated 5.2.
Which it's a
not bad
watchability.
That's not bad.
Which, yeah, like somebody would be like, I need to fucking watch that again.
There's only 11 people watched it and rated it, but
you know what? We're giving it a 10. Just
Big Dumb Monster just sways it over.
Oh, fuck. I realized that. Yeah.
You just put our name on it.
Oh, wait. I haven't rate yet.
Click the X. Yeah. Oh. Let's go create random Gmail accounts and pump that. You know, those are rookie numbers. But look at the dispersion here, by the way. It's a couple people that give it ones, but mostly fives and sixes.
Yeah. Nobody got a two out of it.
No twos. Like, no twos.
This is not the worst thing I've ever seen, but this is fucking horrible. I went to college. I paid money to be taught how to write. And some guy fucking made money by writing cum kitchen.
Some guy who was high just said, what if, and hear me out.
Yeah.
You know, fusion's a thing. Everybody's into fusion. Let's fuse these two genres.
He had to have been hired by a company to make that. Tax forms got filled out.
Oh.
Like, information was set to like a company that cuts paychecks, like for cum kitchen.
I didn't look to see how long it lasted or how many episodes.
Too many. It's too, whatever it was, it's too many.
Like, literally, if it made it past the pilot, I have concerns.
I give up.
I'll never have an idea as good as cum kitchen.
Yeah.
It's like, over.
What am I doing? Like, John Carius is in this movie. Is he the dude in the graveyard? Maybe, I don't know.
Oh my god, he is, isn't he?
Graveyard Beeper, yeah.
Yeah.
I saved him because he's in VHS 2. Which I do love the VHS.
95?
He's in 95, yeah, films or TV shows. You've probably heard of less than 10%, less than 5% of them. He played John Wayne Gacy in Hello, My Name is Gacy.
Psycho Ape 2, The Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Which was the year after he did Las Vegas Frankenstein. He was in an episode of the TV series Lucifer.
Is Caddyhack a Caddyshack horror movie?
Dead Caddy, let's see. It appears.
Yep. It's Critters meets Caddyshack.
Good God.
I kind of want to see it.
It is rated a 3.
Yeah, but.
Hi, Bubba.
I still want to see it. Love it when you go here and the top cast, Goth Girl 5, is number 1.
Nobody has.
No pictures. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's. Fucking
promising.
There, yeah.
That is.
Is there another reason I saved it?
Clown in the woods, big freaking rat.
Giantess attack versus Mecha Fembot.
Again, kind of want to see it.
Yeah, I'm gonna lie, that sounds kind of sexy.
Wait, go back. What was it called? Giantess
attack versus Mecha Fembot.
That's sci-fi.
Yes, it is.
I'm a bad, bad man.
It lasts lasted longer than the second episode after it had a rest. Oh, well, I woke up today not knowing the cum kitchen was a thing that existed.
And now you do know.
Yeah, I go to bed in a world where that's not the case.
Here's the thing. My takeaways from tonight's episode are cum kitchen and real bad movies I got to put on a list I can make other people watch.
Other people in one specific person.
Hey, I have other co-hosts sometimes. You never know.
Anyway, we'll move on to
Silent Fury.
No, the crapshoot. The fuck did I see this week? Wicked. I know everybody's dying to hear about Wicked.
I still have zero interest.
It's all right. I don't like musicals, but I mean, like, it was entertaining. If you know the story of the Wizard of Oz, it's Rogue One.
I don't. Yeah.
For the Wizard of Oz. Like, yeah. Then I saw. Oh, did you ever see that movie Sisu?
No, it shows up on my like recommended all the time.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking badass.
That's the one about the Scandinavian sniper guy.
Yeah, he was like.
Yeah, it's like a real person.
Yeah, he was like.
He was called the White Devil.
Yes. Quincy Ocha, as fucking we learned in Ace Ventura 2.
Yeah, no, he was a real guy, and like,
yes,
they thought it had to be like a dozen people, and it was just him.
And he's just murdering relentlessly, like Russian soldiers.
Yeah.
In the first movie, which is like really entertaining, and then for some reason they made a sequel to it. I saw it Saturday night. I mean, like, there's cool action.
I don't feel like there'd be any room for a sequel.
It's basically Fury Road, but with Russians instead of fucking, you know, post-apocalyptic mutant people.
Okay.
And there are a couple of things that were just ridiculous, like fucking stupidly ridiculous, that just took me out of the fucking movie. The very first one, I was just like, all right. He flips a fucking tank. And like, yeah, like he puts a bunch of like landmines and shit in the back of it to like, and like charges like a fucking roadblock, blows up the mines, and like the tank flips over the fucking roadblock. Yeah, no. Yeah.
That's just not.
No. You would just be liquefied inside.
Yeah.
And yeah, no. So like it was just like, no, you're just kind of tarnishing the first movie now.
Unfortunately, that happens. You make a sequel that just pisses all over the first. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, like,
that's podcasting.
A couple of cool things, but otherwise, like, yeah, the whole plot is he goes like after the war ends, part of Finland becomes
Bia. Yeah, I've been working on that for a while.
Part of Finland is annexed by Russia, so like they tell all the Finnish people, like, get the fuck out.
Okay.
And like he goes back, like his wife and kids were killed by like this fucking Russian dude played by fucking Stephen Lang from fucking Big Blue People, Avatar. I don't know. It just fucking tarnished the first movie.
On the Avatar front, I just was watching TV and there was an ad for a movie, and it was some beautiful like landscape, and then bombs going off and explosions, and I was like, whoa, this looks intense. And then it said James Cameron, and then blue people showed up, and I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
Nope. No, I not invested enough.
Said in it before, and like we'll say,
seen zero of them.
Visually, fucking stunning.
If people stop watching them, he'll make something new that matters.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Can I help? Like, can I get that message across to the
Think
people?
About, like, what we could have gotten, like, film-wise, instead of a billion Avatar movies.
Look at James Cameron's history.
Yeah,
amazing films across different genres. and you're wasting his talent on yet another bullshit blue people who have sex with animals to fly.
That nobody fucking cares about.
Like, just don't care.
But again, visually, fucking stunning.
Great.
Content-wise, like cultural impact-wise, yeah, nothing. Like, you're never going to go to an Avatar convention. Like, you know,
right.
Nobody's going to be clamoring for an Avatar revival like 30 years from now. Like, we're not going to get Avatar the Next Generation or Deep Space Nine.
Right. Yeah. There's not going to be a TV show. There's not going to be.
Yeah. We don't even have Avatar toys.
Like, right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They don't. Nobody cares. Nobody cosplays as the Tinky Winkies or whatever they're called. Oh, no, they're Navi. I remember because it's the annoying fairy from Zelda.
Hey.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that Navi.
Yeah, at least she's helpful.
Yeah.
What the hell else, man?
Step Avatar stuck in a dryer. I did finally see Mad Max Fury Road, the first of the reboots, the 2015 one.
What'd you think?
It was pretty good. We don't get a whole lot of Max, like understanding him or anything.
Like, it's a Furiosa movie. And like,
yeah, well, yeah, it was still very fun though. Like, I did not care about it, and I really feel like they cut the film short. And they should have added a few more scenes where I get to know Max a little better and a little bit more about Nux and his redemption.
Yeah,
you know, because I'm totally fine with his redemption. I mean, it's practical, but I just want a little bit. I want to drag it out a little bit more.
Yeah,
and then to know that at the end of that, we instead of getting a proper sequel or something new, the Furiosa movie is in fact a prequel. I don't need, so I probably won't ever check that one out.
It is better than I think people expected it to be. It's still George Miller, so like it's
probably visually appealing and entertaining, but like story wise, I don't care.
In Fury Road, they went like pretty much almost all practical. There's a little bit of CGI, but just like how you're supposed to use to touch up like the sandstorm thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Whereas like Furiosa kind of goes in the opposite direction where there's just like a shitload of CGI and like less practical.
It's the sequel. They knew people would come to see it. So what they did was they just made it as quick and simple as they could.
I enjoyed it. I saw it in like the 4D, not 4D, the Screen X, like the
Screen X. Okay. Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I've never seen anything in those.
It's pretty fucking cool. I saw Napoleon in that. I think I saw the last
one. Oh, I haven't seen Napoleon.
I enjoyed it. Dudes don't like it because, like, ooh, Napoleon's a simp. Yeah, dudes do shit for pussy. Like,
the entire concept of being a simp, it's like, he does something for the woman he cares about for sexual favors.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Was it, what? I'm so sorry.
Welcome
that...
Welcome to all of human existence.
Yes. Yeah. Is it? Good God.
Anywho.
Yeah, so that's the thing I watched recently. I can't think of anything else I've watched recently. I'm sure I have.
What did I watch? Oh, the new show from the dude who wrote Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul is out. It's really fucking good.
What's it about?
It's called Pluribus. It's on Apple TV, so nobody's going to see it. Well, people are actually watching it, but
unfortunately, Apple TV is Apple TV, so...
Yeah. You're a staunch anti-Apple advocate, I know.
Yeah.
It is really fucking good, though. It is kind of like the wow signal from space.
Okay.
Like, scientists get something similar. Like, they get a message, like, you know, they decode it. They're trying to figure it out. And then, like, one guy figures, like, hey, wait a minute. This is fucking... This is like a chemistry, like a chemical compound. This is what they're telling us.
Okay.
So they synthesize this compound.
Well, that's a terrible choice.
Yeah, because what it does is like it fucking this, it accidentally gets into a human, like testing on rats. It notices like it fucking makes the, you know, the rats like super happy. One of the rats bites somebody, gets into the person. And it's basically like it's a zombie movie in that basically what the compound does is creates a hive mind.
Ooh.
So fucking now everyone in the world is eventually all of like one mind except for like a dozen people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Pluribus. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's got like funny moments, but it's like Breaking Bad. Like, there's things to laugh at. There's drama. Like, it's just a fucking really quality
28 show. Galaxies later. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. There was one other thing that I watched recently, Brightburn. I finally watched that.
What did you think? I do enjoy that. What did you think of it?
I actually had to go look up. I was like, is there more of this? Is this character real in something?
James Gunn.
Totally made up. Yeah. Yep. It was a James Gunn, movie. I really liked that they didn't even try. It was just Superman. If he wasn't sent here for good and he wasn't treated right as a kid.
Yeah. If he didn't get that wholesome Kansas.
He got the wholesome home life, but he got bullied in school for being smart.
Yeah.
And he maybe could have overcome it, but every chance they had to give him the nurturing he needed to overcome his bad nature, they just fed into it.
Yeah.
You know? And so it just went downhill fast. Boy, though, there was a scene there where I was like, I will stop this movie if they make this choice.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
When he's perving out in the little girl's room.
Yeah.
After just learning about like sexual urges from his dad.
Yeah.
In the woods. I was like, I'm not doing this. That is not necessary for this movie. We're not doing this.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Really, and it didn't happen. And I was like, okay, you built that tension. It made me feel sick in my stomach. I guess that's a good move.
What you're supposed to do, yeah.
Thank you for not actually doing it. If you'd actually done it, I would think you're a terrible, you know, writer, like with no way to get that tension without it.
Again, I just mentioned it, like in right, you know, in college, they would tell us like, don't show, but don't tell. Like, show something that like alludes to this, but don't actually fucking club the audience over the head with like what you're trying to say.
And it was clear also that he didn't do it, you know, which is again, like that it wasn't necessary for the story for him to do that.
But it has that effect of like unsettling you and also like, okay, well, he didn't do it. Is he still redeemable?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It was that moment that you go, okay, all right. He's still having good moments. So
you're the second person this week who's told me that was the first time they watched this movie like this week.
It was good. I liked it. I really did. And it really did feel true to Superman, you know, and what he would have been like at 13, you know, going through puberty and being bullied. And
the nicest of people in the world is still going to be a douchebag when they're 13 or 14. Like,
right. Exactly. Yeah. Like it's Smallerville, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But spoiler alert, he's a dick.
Yeah. It doesn't go well. Yeah, no, I also agree with you, TJ. I really do love that movie. I tried watching Eddington, the new Ari Aster movie. I'm not put off by it. I was just like, I was too distracted to watch it, but I also, I get it. I know what it's going to be about.
Is this a thinking man's film?
Yeah, oh, 100%. And, like, it takes place, like, during COVID, like, in 2020. And it's basically, it's, like, left versus right ideology, basically, is what it's going to be. I've watched, like, the first, like, 40 minutes out of 2.5 hours plus, I think. And, yeah, like, it's fucking, there's, like, the sheriff who's, like, kind of a, you know, simpleton buffoon. You know, he wants to make the county great again and fucking... You know, that's what's his name? Joaquin Phoenix. And then Pedro Pascal.
Joaquin.
Yeah, is like the current mayor, like who's like progressive and fucking wants to like, you know, take the town. He wants to there's like a proposed like data center for the town. Like he's like welcoming the data center, like it's gonna bring jobs and fucking. Yeah, like I don't know if I need that movie right now.
I don't feel like I need it.
Yeah.
Another 10 years, maybe.
A, because of the politics, and B, because of the COVID. Like, yeah.
Hi, Bubba.
Like, yeah, I don't need to be reminded that, like...
You gonna bite my dick? Please don't bite my dick.
Yeah. We don't need to be reminded that everything sucked.
Right.
You know.
Still does, man. Still does.
Yeah. So we have a hydrate redeem. I just finished my last... I'm gonna go grab another one, though. That
table session
has been on the table for it's been warming and cooling. Could it still be good?
Yeah.
Or you can just get the one in the fridge.
Just get the one in the fridge then. Yeah. Right. Wuss.
Yeah.
Beer!
Damn. Well, I'm away, damn it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What were we just talking about? I don't even remember. Oh, I was going to say the one thing that COVID was able to do was lose an election for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So COVID did do some good things. They weren't lasting. They weren't lasting.
Not that I am moving to the show right now, but I will say we have a new plug this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. For our out-of-area viewers, there's another chance to catch one of the big dumb monsters at a major convention next year. June, I pulled it up for just this perfect reason. Hold on, give me a minute. June 5th through the 7th, 2026. If you're in the Indianapolis area, you're going to want to get to Indiana Comic-Con because yours truly is going to be hosting some stuff for them. Details to come. Don't know who I'll be talking with, but like I was looking at their guest list from last year, and it's like fucking Shatner was there. Like, who the fuck else was there? Like a couple of people I was like, I would murder to talk to them. Sean Gunn, brother of James Gunn.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'll be there. I will also be at Tampa Bay again next year. That is September, I think, also 5th through the 7th. More details to come on both of those. We might have more stuff between now and then. There was another thing I saw on February 13th that we could possibly do in Massachusetts.
Oh, that's easier.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Friday. I think it's a Friday. Shit, if it's Friday, that we wouldn't be able to do it. Never mind.
Mike Pence as June 5th to 7th, Indiana Comic Con. Mike Pence as Drunk Frankenstein. This is also where my wife finds out that from June 5th to 7th, I'll be in Indiana. That one's not true, but yeah. I hope she heard the part where I said that one's not true. Yeah, no, otherwise, I will be murdered when I immediately turned off.
Before she got to that part.
Yeah.
Sorry, Emily. yeah, no, I don't know. Like, I might drive to that. I might fly. I used to be able, like, I could. The longest continuous car trip I ever took was when I drove to Minneapolis for a show.
Yeah.
I drove 24 straight hours and then, like, went to the hotel room and collapsed for a couple of hours. I could not do that again. Like, even.
But you get a co-driver and you guys can take shifts and sleep while they're driving and stuff, you know?
Even like 12 hours sounds dodgy now. Like, but I could probably pull it off.
I do the 12s. Going to Atlanta, that's like 15.
Yeah.
It sucks because it's like, I just wish someone could take that last 3 hours of the drive and then I wouldn't have to do a fucking hotel. I'd leave early in the morning, be a little tired all day. But by like 8 p.m., I could be like, all right, someone take over and finish the last couple hours for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like I need a break. Like when I went to Bonnaroo, I did it once completely alone. And that was like, I mean, I drove all four times that I went. I only had a co-driver like two of those times.
Bonnaroo. That's the U2 convention?
No. That's the. It's like the second biggest music festival behind like Coachella. And that was 18 hours. I did that straight.
I mean, I could probably still do all this stuff straight, but everywhere I'm going with a 5-year-old in the car now.
I
have to stop every 2 hours for bathroom breaks. So that makes a 15-hour drive and 18-hour drive.
Yeah.
And then that would make an 18-hour drive, a 24-hour drive. And then I'm making those people sit in the car, you know, like in a car seat's not comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, like it would be like a 17 or 18 hour drive and then like an hour to wait in line to get into the festival. Like, yeah, I don't miss.
Then I've never been to one of those big music festivals.
I would want to do it like just one more time because it was so much fun. But at the same time, it is hell on fucking earth.
Yeah.
You know, like as far as food, like you can bring food in. That's not bad. Like, you know, you could buy food there, but it's super expensive because it's a fucking music festival.
Yep. But at least they let you bring.
But if you bring food in, you have to bring, you have to fucking keep it cold. So fucking every day you have to go buy ice from one of the fucking ice pirates that's fucking, you know, charging like fucking $1 million for a bag of ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, you know, and hear me out, bring non-perishables that don't need to be refrigerated.
Yeah, that too. But it, when it's fucking like 95 degrees out in Tennessee with like 99% humidity, like cold water is fucking nice.
Yeah, and that's what you splurge on, the cold water. You're right. Yeah. You know, but for the food. Xanapalooza, go fuck yourself.
And then, like, you know, you don't get the shower for 3 days. Like, you can take a horse bath if you want. The fucking, in the shipping container, we convert it into a bathroom, you know, in the sink. But yeah, so if I did it again, I would want to do it VIP, where, like, I know at Bonnaroo they have like air conditioned tents with like actual beds.
And,
like,
beer!
If I do. And, like, you know, those things are, like, that was the other thing. Like, the camping area is, like, a good, if you're lucky, you know, half-mile walk. If you're not lucky, like, mile and a half fucking to the fucking, you know, music grounds.
Listen, I'm drinking a lot more carbonated beverages today than I normally do. Mm-hmm. Also, you're encouraging me to drink, so I may or may not be intentionally belching. Fucking hell, okay.
But, you know, even with all that, like, you know, being hot and sweaty for 4 straight days, like, everything's expensive. There's people everywhere. Like, it's impossible to sleep past like 7 in the morning, and you're usually up to like 5 or 6 in the morning anyway.
I've lived on MREs and forced marches in hot weather in both Texas and Oklahoma. Like, it's, this shit's not going to bother me. I could do this.
But it is cool to just be like, oh, at like 3 in the morning, this band I've always wanted to see, I've never had a chance to see, is playing like a small intimate set at this tent over here, and I can just go sit in for free. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, yeah, yeah.
I like small festivals, if such a thing exists. I feel like, you know, that's why I like going to like Ren fairs or whatever. And if there's a, you know, some musicians there or something, you know, it's not quite the same, but that's what I'd like, that level.
Yeah.
Not thousands of artists and 20,000 people. It's the same reason I don't go to New York Comic Con. I go to the Comic Cons I go to,
which are
1,000 people, 5,000 people, supposedly 10,000 people.
Bullshit.
Those numbers are horseshit, and I've called that since day one.
Yeah,
but
no, maybe across the weekend.
Yeah, across the whole weekend, and it's only because nobody stays, so more people can come the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. No fucking way.
Yeah.
Goddamn, these things aren't tasty.
I know.
This is almost gone.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy. All right. So yeah. So there's the Indiana Comic Con coming up.
Tampa Bay.
What is that our next two big things?
For now, there's other things we can, like, people are announcing stuff, so we gotta start. We'll start booking stuff soon.
Yeah.
Not that the last show I did was bad, but just the
experience. PJ.
The show itself was great.
Nobody needs to guess.
TJ, what?
That's we didn't say anything specific to any one con.
No, it's two.
Was that bridge already burned? I feel like it was already burned.
I
didn't care anyway.
We can comment on that once the mic's on.
Yeah.
Comment on that. No, we'll have stuff for next year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's what I was saying. Like, the last con, the show I did was fine. The show was great. It was cool. The experience I had afterwards, again, not related to the con itself, all due to it being a fucking monsoon outside.
Yeah.
Having to load the car by myself in said monsoon.
Yeah, that sucks.
Finally getting said car loaded.
Womp, womp.
Going to start the car. Having my key disintegrate in my hand at the same time my battery dies, that kind of put me off cons for the rest of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I've got the fucking hunger again.
You somehow had worse luck on that trip than I did.
Yeah.
And I never made it.
You never made it to the show. had a better time.
Yeah. So, but it wasn't the Khan's fault, you know.
I just remember like standing in like shin deep water trying to jump my fucking car battery.
Hoping like, not to die.
Yeah, just like half hope. Maybe it'll just electrocute me and I'll die right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real good joke in there, by the way. Real good joke.
Good one. Wait. It's on the other one. Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, we can probably wrap up unless you have anything to.
No, keep posted for. We'll let you know when we're doing the Gattaca episode.
Okay.
And I've scheduled the next 4 shows.
Just during this
one? No. I'd already scheduled them. Those two are now on my to watch list.
Yeah.
And I'll rank them and move them over, you know. But yeah, the next 4 are scheduled and they are a doozy.
Yeah, no, thanks for switching tonight. I appreciate
it. Yeah, no, no worries.
We are back next week, as far as I know. No defend this week. We just did Over the Top this past
Friday. Solid film.
A lot more boring than I remember.
Yeah, it's definitely a watch once kind of film.
Yeah,
I watched it once and it was kind of. Then I've watched it twice because there's a riff tracks.
All right. Yeah, no, we still enjoyed it, but yeah, I could use like some more actual arm wrestling in it.
I, you know what? No. I.
It's really
more about his kid, I guess. But
like an arm wrestling movie. It's really like a fucking parental abandonment movie.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we're doing next on
Nick at St. Pauli Girls Rejects.org. I think that is an org. Like so many people get rejected to be the St. Pauli's girl that there's an organization of support.
We don't have just a website. We're an organization.
Yeah. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We understand how traumatizing this could be for young men and women who don't make the cut to be a St. Pauli's girl.
We filed a char 501c last year and fucking. It's a thing, right? No, Nick is hopefully safe and sound in St. Paul right now, beating up the dangerous criminals.
And their small children.
Yeah, trying to provide for their family.
Fuck.
I wish we had just so we could play the Nick's Not Here button right now.
Yeah. Oh, here's the giant chicken cock.
Yeah. I like this movie. I don't care. It was fun. I'll say it again.
I just couldn't get behind it. All right, let's do them. Socials. You can find us at www.bigdumbmonsters.com. You can email us with ideas for movies to watch or beers to drink or segments to add. Or why art's the best part of the show. You can email all that to, I know, I saw it, bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. Artforthirdmike.ru.
The .ru.
Oh, he always gives me an RU, and I don't know why. No, I do know why, because he's a very good dick. He knows exactly what he's doing. Oh, he's putting the real links in for me. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Yeah, bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com.
This is inside baseball. We switched the studio around, the production stuff anyway. On paper, good idea. In execution,
we didn't think everything through. Yeah.
We don't have a producer because everything is completely out of reach right now.
How'd you do defense? I'm just thinking about that. Like you had no buttons, no nothing. You just had
everything set so I could just click the fucking thing.
Yeah. That blows. What else does Nick say? He says that we're on. I did that. BigDumbMonsters@gmail.com. Oh, Steam. We're Big Dumb Monsters?
I think so.
Yeah.
He's the only one who's ever been on that.
Listen, I'm also on Steam.
You know, we'll Jesus Christ. You know, we'll pimp our Snap Alliance.
Oh, God. I barely even play these days.
We are the Meh BDM Network. Is that it?
Yeah. MEH is the tag. I know. Someone joined at some point.
Joined recently, yeah.
We're the BDM Network.
And yeah, no, fucking hook up on Snap. We'll fucking get you some free shit with our fucking weekly rewards. Goddamn it!
Yeah,
you will get the full weekly rewards package just on my play alone.
Yeah, I used to be pretty good and compete with you, but I just don't do it as much anymore.
I would have expected that I would have gotten sick of this game by now. Still not.
I'm not sick of it. I just don't find the motivation to do it as much each day as I used to. So we did Steam. TeePublic. You can search for Big Dumb Monsters on TeePublic.
That was one of mine.
I know. Fucking TJ's got them.
Oh, thank you, TJ.
It's not my fault. I'm just trying to keep it going.
You can check us out on Instagram and Threads at big_dumb_monsters. We have a show. It streams weekly, every week. You're watching it right now, in fact, unless you're one of those people who listens to the audio-only podcast. Like, live in the now, man. Like,
that's so 2010.
Yeah. We're, you can see our beautiful visages here. That is every Monday night at 7:45 on Twitch and YouTube at Big Dumb Monsters on both of those platforms. We will get the Instagram streaming figured out someday.
I'm telling you, it's just going to have to change our studio.
StreamYard, yeah. We went with you. We put our faith in you after we had some issues with fucking Streamlabs. And you're fucking us. You're fucking us is what you're doing. That's another podcast, maybe. I don't know. Nobody wants to hear that.
TJ's over here producing up the storm.
Producing his ass off.
You got the bullandbee.com code MONSTERMEAD to get $5 off your online order.
Yeah, you also can get this delicious Midas Sessions.
Yeah.
The Blood Red Velvet was only for like the party, like that weekend.
Oh, fucking God, we do. Yeah.
That shit was, if you didn't go to the Halloween party, you missed liquid cake that gets you drunk.
That was the most delicious drink I've ever had.
Yeah.
Bar none.
Yeah.
I was fucked up.
They made a blood red velvet mead for the occasion at the Bull and Bee Meadery. It was fucking spectacular. Turned all of our mouths red. Everybody had red lips all night from it, but whatever. It was so good. You can watch Fighting with Friends. They're on Wednesdays.
Regrettable Reviews is every other Tuesday. I'm trying to actually pump up a few extra episodes and stuff. I don't know if it'll always be Tuesdays.
I'll always pop in. I'll fucking pop in.
Yeah.
You're not going to throw out the defenestration hour? I see what's going on. I see TJ.
He's not going in order of watch either, because clearly I would have come second then.
That's very true.
Hydrate! No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know what we're doing next on Defen. I don't think we talked about it, but it'll be... No, I think we did.
The next all-male porn review. It's all dudes reviewing all dude porn.
Yeah.
It's not gay. What? A couple guys can't get around and review gay porn? Why you gotta be gay? That's a thing that when Nick and I lived together, we would do that all the time about everything. Two grown men can't kiss each other and say, I love you. Why you gotta be gay? Two grown men can't get married for tax purposes, raise a family together. Why you gotta be gay?
Oh.
This was a long running joke when we lived together.
Speaking
of Hunter's Dog and Pony Show.
He's been very good.
This episode, yeah. So it's Nick, really, is the problem.
Could be. Yeah.
We still got a camera for Donner, the Donner cam.
Yeah, just him sleeping.
He'd be a shitty webcam. It doesn't have to do much.
He's looking at his feet right now.
Exactly. Yeah, and do you know how many viewers would get off that?
Shit, I had a joke and I dropped it. Motherfucker. I'm hyped about fucking Indiana.
Yeah, that's a big poll. Yeah. I'm really excited about that. Tampa was already a pretty big poll. Now you're moving out west.
Indianapolis is
it. You know, and so
Tampa anyway.
Yeah, and so you know, it's not a stretch for that to be recognized by other cons, you know, and people that go to those cons can, you know.
I just need 30 seconds to shamelessly pimp our fabulous show on stage. That's all I require. Money would be nice as well, but yeah. I'll take what I can get.
I already go to the JordanCon thing that I go to, but I'm going to see if I can pimp us in some way there.
Yeah.
That way you guys don't have to. I'm already going to be there, you know, so if I can find a way to pimp us.
All right. Now we're just fucking going up our own asses.
I mean, someone's got to.
Frankenstein Spooky Dookie web show. I love it.
Spooky Dookie? Yeah. Is he? Are we? Is that?
I want it. I want to see it. I need proposals on my desk by 8 a.m.
All right. Well, we did the plugs, I think, for everything. We did the Bull and Bee. We did Facebook. We did t-shirts.
No, Facebook. You can check us out at Big Dumb Monsters on Facebook.
Yeah. That's working again.
Good Lord.
that you can tell there's a lot of bush there.
Oh, yeah. That is, yeah. Islamic levels of bush. anyway, we've been as particularly offensive this evening. It's trauma's fault. That's what I'll blame.
Yeah, I'm just quoting the film.
Yeah, that's it.
I will take no blame for quote. It was a quote, sir.
All right, we'll be back next week. I would say let's pick a shitty movie to get revenge.
But then you have to watch it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be just fucking me.
Or unless you just produce it and don't watch it. I take the night off. Nick has to watch it and be the sole reviewer of the movie. No, I already told you what his punishment was.
Oh, wait, I forgot. What was it?
He's getting the next Russian art house film. The Soviet art house film.
Fuck yeah. I can't wait. Fuck. God.
That's time to wrap it up.
What he said. Bye.
Don't sleep in a deathbed. Never let a ghoul eat your ass or whatever. Ghoul eat your bed, death ass.